The 15th annual Emerald Cup is taking place this weekend at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds with a very full lineup, musical acts, entertainment, and an appearance by Jason Mewes and Kevin Smith, better known as Jay and Silent Bob. And joining us on the KSRO Live Line is Jason Mewes. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing? I know it's really early. How are you doing?
I'm good. Nah, it's not true. I'm up usually. I just actually was dropping my 3.5-year-old off today, sir.
Oh, she's got some school and things. She's all good now? Okay, good.
Yeah, we're good. I'm good.
Okay, excellent. On Saturday at the Emerald Cup, you and Kevin are hosting Jay and Silent Bob Get Old, which is your long-running podcast. Can you describe sort of what the podcast is like?
So, you know, it's something we've been doing now. It's been almost 8 years, and it started, Kevin had been doing like three other podcasts at the little 40-seat black box theater called Smod Castle. And it looked like a lot of fun. I would go and watch, and he had like Hollywood Babylon, An Evening with Kevin Smith, Fat Man on Batman. Anyway, I was just like, man, I really want to do a podcast. It looks like fun. And he was like, well, look, why don't we do a podcast and you can be accountable to people? Because at the time, I felt like I wasn't going to NAA meetings. I've been sober for about 6 months at this point. So anyway, it started as that, as sort of us telling stories, counting how many days sober I have, telling, keeping up with each other. And then we play a game at the end, which I can't say. It's a little naughty.
It's a little raunchy, yeah.
Cool. We bring three audience members up on stage, and it's been a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. And we've been, there's been some, things we'll do live. We edited out of the actual audio podcast that people can download, but we usually do a little something special too, which the last like 20, 30 podcasts, which I don't know if we're going to do it because it's always up to Kevin if we're going to surprise people with this special treat. But yeah, so again, at the podcast, it's us telling fun stories, keeping, again, it always sounds, it's funny when I say it out loud, it always sounds like it's not super exciting, but it is pretty much storytelling, entertainment, fun with some games and some surprises. So,
yes, it's always very fun. There's tangents on every level. You guys have a hard time getting to the actual show. I listened to the last podcast and it took about 25 minutes to say, okay, now we're starting the show, which is very fun.
Exactly. And usually we keep it sort of surrounded by whatever city we're in if something happened. So for this podcast, of course, the why we're there and what's going on there, I'm sure we'll tell some fun stories about, things that are in that are part of that. So I'm excited. But yes, go ahead. Sorry, I cut you off.
No worries. So I love the title of the show, Jay and Silent Bob Get Old, because for both of you, actually, getting old has not always been a certainty. The show is helping you stay sober and alive, but it's also now that Kevin had a very serious heart attack. He could have died. How is the show then important for him as well?
I think it's, again, interesting because, the podcast started for me, like I said, about being sober, and Kevin couldn't really relate with that. Kevin doesn't have an addictive personality and for mind-altering substances or so. But it's like after the heart attack, he had to learn to eat better and be healthier and all that. And he said that it's like he didn't. It's very similar, and he makes jokes saying, like, really now the podcast is about his sobriety in the sense of, like, food and eating and being healthy, because he said, like, it's not the same, but it is the same. It's a struggle to not want to pick up.
Right, that accountability that both of you have to have, that you have to have it for being a sober person, and he has to have it for his ongoing health. So that's amazing.
Exactly.
And then one final thing, we're running out of time. It's going to be so much fun to see you on Saturday at the Emerald Cup, but I heard that your wife likes flash mobs. Did you find someone to do flash mobs for your wife?
That's amazing. No, I have not.
You haven't? Okay, so here's what you need to do. Here's what you need to do. I organized a flash mob actually for our local state senator for his recent fundraiser. So all you have to do is find a local dance academy. That's all you have to do. Find a dance academy, and they will put it together for you.
See, and you know what's so funny is because she got wind of that.
Oh, she knows?
And she doesn't know, and she does know. Because, again, there's nothing. This was something I wanted to do at San Diego Comic-Con. But then she told me, and it makes sense, but she's like, you know, as much as I love flash mob, she's like, I think I would be embarrassed if everyone started.
Sure.
So it's like one of those things where where I would think it was sweet and romantic and fun, and she would love it, but then she also might be put on the spot where
right.
she might be upset with me that I embarrassed her. But I appreciate the advice, because, again, it was so crazy when I started looking it up. They're like, well, you need to have like a couple months, and you have to have people and this and that. And I was like, oh my goodness.
Kind of overwhelming. Right. Yeah, yeah. Well, have so much fun. We can't wait to see you at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds, and it'll be fun to listen to this modcast if you can't be there in person. Thanks a lot, Jason.
Awesome. Thank you, and have a good one.
You too. That is Jason Mewes, better known as Jay of Jay and Silent Bob.